Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start or grow your very own business. Well, hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, July 30th, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your own ideas a success. Well, ladies, I trust that you have had a productive weekend and that you're ready to take on this week's goals and challenges with, guess what, an I can and I will attitude. It's so important to have the right mindset, the right frame of mind when you're trying to be successful, and it's very difficult to do that at all when things have happened maybe this past weekend or have happened last week and you've allowed them to impact you in such a way that you're not able to be productive. So it's very, very important to tighten it up for today on Monday so that the rest of your week will be very, very productive. I've truly enjoyed discussing our theme this month, which has been Change Your Results, Change Your Beliefs. And, of course, today I'll be giving you a recap of some of the subtopics that we covered this month about that very topic. You know, as we bring in the new month of August, you know, this week, I want to remind you of the importance of getting ready to prepare for your 2013 business strategy. That's right, your 2013 business strategy. And I think it's so very, very important to the point to where we are preparing something very, very special for our Successful Woman Radio listeners and our Women About Biz members, because we believe that you cannot go into the following year without having some structure, without having some strategy, which is very, very important. So today we've got a great show lined up for you, and at this time, I want you to go ahead and flash over and invite a woman, a businesswoman, or someone who's wanting to accomplish more in life than they've shared that with you. Invite them to get on the call today because, again, we're going to be wrapping up Change Your Beliefs, Change Your Results, but we're going to be talking about something as it pertains to that topic that's very important. And it's actually a question we're going to try and answer somewhat today, and that is, why are women stubborn to make changes for the better? Why are women stubborn to make changes for the better? You know, I'm sure many of you who are listening right now know that you have heard wise advice before, and you have known some of the right things to do, but you've just not done them. For whatever reason, you've just not done them. And sometimes it can be because we are stubborn, are set in our ways, and won't make a change. Well, we're going to talk about that a little bit today. And I am hoping that many of you will be willing to come on the air live and to share your perspective on why women are stubborn in making changes for the better. It is 4 minutes after the hour. You're just getting started with listening to something quite incredible today, and that is our show, Successful Woman Radio. So at this time, we're asking that you flash over to another line and dial the number of a friend, of a woman, of a business associate, someone that you know needs that blessing today to get their week started. Have them to dial in to 347-637-2589. Again, that's 347-637-2589. 1-800-259-9589. That is our dial-in number. And for those of you who are listening to the show online, and I am just, first of all, I want to thank those of you who are listening all together. And those of you who are listening online, you know what to do. Go ahead and blast this out to your social network, whether it's LinkedIn or Twitter. Have them to come online and listen to the show. They can go to the website that you did, blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out. Again, to listen to the show live online, simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Once you get on that page, you can click the play button, and it will populate today's show, and you can listen to it live. You know, I have really had some opportunities to really deep think this week, this past weekend, I should say, about where my company is going for the rest of this year and where I want to see it for 2013. And as I said during the beginning intro of the show, you know, it's so very, very important for us to start getting our minds prepared to develop our strategies for 2013. And so I want to talk about that a little bit, and I want to share with you why it's so very important to have a business strategy in the first place, okay? Now, as you know, some women start businesses. They go ahead and they do a quick business plan. They get organized. They get structured. And they see results because of it. And then you have some women who are not as organized, and they just go ahead and they just go for it, but it's so disorganized. And because of that, they can never see the results that they're looking for. It's very rare, but it does happen that a woman will start a business and just jump right into it, and she starts seeing immediate results. But I'm here to tell you that while you don't have to do a 50-page business plan, you do indeed need to have a blueprint, a map of where you're trying to go. And you do need to answer some very important questions about what it is that you want out of your business. You know, just as you have a personal vision, and hopefully you all do have a personal vision to know what you want to see out of your life, what you want to experience at some end point, you have to have a business vision as well. What do you want to see happen as a result of your business being successful? Do you want to see your business in a magazine article and being featured? You know, do you want to see a certain financial goal met? Do you want to have serviced a certain number of clients or customers? What is it that you want to experience as a result of starting your business or growing your company? So it's so very, very important for you to address that question and to know what it is. You know, one of the things that I have learned is that as women, we oftentimes don't want to dig deep, you know? And what do I mean by digging deep? I mean, sometimes we don't really want to delve beneath the surface and see what's causing us not to be as successful or what's causing us to fail in our businesses and in our lives, okay? We don't want to dig deep, but I want to let you ladies know today that the only way we're going to improve in our lives, and I include myself on that, the only way we're going to improve in our lives and to start seeing things happen a lot faster is to really delve deep beneath the surface and really ask ourselves the question, what's holding us back? What's causing us not to progress or to move forward? Now, I know one of the things that holds us back as women is that we always feel that we have to be the lone ranger. We always feel that we have to do things by ourselves. We don't necessarily always immediately seek out help. We sometimes are more reactive than we are proactive, and that can really cause some serious problems, and especially when we are trying to be successful businesswomen, when we are trying to accomplish our dreams and our goals. And so, ladies, I'm here to tell you today that as the year is, you know, approaching fastly with ending, it's time for us to really snap to some serious decisions about where we have been this year and what we haven't done to improve our companies and where we need to be, where we need to go. And if you're unwilling to do that, then you have to question the very core of yourself being in business. You know, I've mentioned this before, but I have met ladies who have been in business for more than 10 and 15 years, and yet they have never seen a profit, or they have never seen really good results in their companies, and they have refused to make changes in their business. And as a result, they have been stuck in a whirlwind of repeated results that's taking them nowhere. I don't want that to happen to you, and I certainly don't want it to happen for myself. It is 10 minutes after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you are indeed listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. You know, I get a lot of women asking, is this a teleclass? Is this, what is this? You know, a lot of people think it's a teleclass. A lot of people think that it is something other than a radio show. So I want to give you some clarity. What is this all about? Well, Successful Woman Radio is a very unique blend. We are doing something that a lot of other shows are not doing. We are giving you a blend of motivation, inspiration, a teleclass, and a radio show, and business education all wrapped up into one. Isn't that wonderful? That's what we are doing, because that's what we need. That's what we have surveyed, and we have discovered that women need a combination of all of these things so that it can impact you and it can push you forward for your week. And so we like to think that we are indeed officially a radio show that has a unique spin. You're always going to be able to dial in every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Time, regardless of whether it's a holiday or not, and you're going to be able to get your dose of inspiration, motivation, education, and you're going to learn things that you'll be able to put to use right away. And that's very important. We appreciate your blessing and continuing to share the show with other women, your business constituents, and others that you know. And we ask you to continue to do so, because that is how not only we spread the word about the show, but that's how we can help more and more women who are seeking a resource, seeking the support, okay? So that's very, very important. We've got a great show lineup for you today. We are going to share with you about a great teleclass at no cost that's coming up at Women About Biz later on in August. We also have a wonderful segment for you today, 5 Ways to Market Your Business. You know, in talking about preparing for your business strategy for 2013 and also looking at how you can continue to accomplish your goals for 2012, I thought it would be a great idea to, again, go over some ways to market your business, which is very important. I also want to give you the opportunity to promote your business by sharing with us who you are, what your business does, and how it can benefit the listeners of Successful Woman Radio. So we're going to do that in just a few minutes. And again, our theme for this month is change your belief, change your results. We're wrapping it up today with discussing why women are stubborn to make changes for the better. And so I really want you to write that question down and be prepared to press *1 and discuss that later today, okay? Why are women stubborn to make changes for the better? And so I want to personalize that with saying, why is it that sometimes you won't make changes, even though you know that the change is needed for yourself and you know that it would make things better? You are reluctant, you are stubborn, you procrastinate in making the changes. Why do you do that? Would you share that with us today, your answer for that? I'm going to share with you my answer because I have dug deep this past weekend in learning that. And so it's very important for us to answer that question because, you see, sometimes a woman can't move forward until she has examined her past, until she has dug deep beneath the surface and discover why it is that she does the things that she does. It's only then that we are willing to make the change or we see that it's necessary to make the change. So that's very, very important. Also, I want to just share with you what we're going to be doing for the month of August. I'm very excited about that. August, we are going to be talking about becoming techno-savvy. In other words, really understanding what it is that you need to learn about the Internet and how it plays a huge part in helping your business to be successful. There's so much information out there. There's so much news out there about the Internet, and there seems to be 10,000 different ways you can market your business. You can do all these different things. But I'm going to try and simplify all of that for you during the month of August, as we talk about how to become techno-savvy, how to get on the Internet and really make it work for you and your business. So stay tuned. Make sure you mark your calendar for the month of August for each Monday, August 6th, August 13th, August 20th, and August 27th. Again, August 6th, August 13th, August 20th and August 27th, because we are going to be literally sharing some incredible information with you all about the Internet and really how to make it happen on the Internet. And we are going to be bringing some individuals who are very knowledgeable in that, as well as myself. I have been really on the Internet for a very long time now, and I see some fantastic results with my companies, and so I will be sharing some things with you as well. You know, the most important thing is to understand how to put it all together. Now, we won't be able to do that just in 1 month on all of the shows, but we're definitely going to give you some resources, some tools, some information that's going to help you. So make sure you mark your calendar for all the Mondays in August at 12 noon as we begin to share with you how to become techno savvy on the Internet. Very, very important. It is 17 after the hour, and you're listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. At this time, I'd like to give you, the listeners, an opportunity to share information about your business. Now, I want to preface that with saying, for all of you who have been reluctant or have had fear to set in about sharing information about your business, you know, there's no need to. We're all family here on Successful Woman Radio, and we're all women that are striving to create successful lives and successful businesses, and we're all realizing that we have to help each other. So for those of us who hear individuals share information about their business, even if you don't need that product or service at this time, it's always a great thing to just call that person anyway and connect with them and say, hey, let's have a connection call and again share what each of us do and let's talk about how we might possibly help one another. You know, it all begins with relationship, which is so very, very important. These days, I'm learning that a lot of people are feeling that you shouldn't have to go through the courting process or have this long relationship before you can get business from a person. But, you know, I beg to differ on that. I think that overall, as women, we definitely want to have relationship, and there are all types of relationships. We're not necessarily talking about best friends or, you know, this tight-knitted relationship like we would with a family member or what have you, but there has to be a relationship of familiarity. We have to have credibility built, and we have to know something about a person and their integrity and their product or service before we can say yes. Don't you guys agree with that? So we really need to make an effort in building long-term relationships with individuals, because it's the long-term relationships that we really are seeking. Over time, long-term relationship can result in hundreds and even thousands of referrals from one person over a lifetime. So we want to keep that in mind as we are meeting other women at networking events and we're out networking. We want to keep that in mind. So at this time, I'd like to give you guys that blessing, that opportunity to introduce yourselves and your business. You have 30 seconds to do so. So at this time, I believe we have room for about four people. So please press star one now. At this time, press star one so that you can introduce your business. You don't have to have any particular thing going on at your business. We just want to know who you are, what your business is, how it can benefit us as women, and you know, again, give us your phone number or your website for us to look at, which is very, very important, okay? I do believe that we have one individual that is ready to share, and that is the person whose last four of the phone number is 3860. The last four of your phone number is 3860. You're live on the air. Give us your name, the city, and proceed to share information about your business. Go ahead.
Hi, Trina. It's Cynthia Turner in Lithonia, Georgia. How are you?
I'm fine, Cynthia. How are you today?
I'm good. I just wanted to thank you for an opportunity to let people know how I can help them with their writing services.
Wonderful. We'll go right ahead.
Okay. Well, for everybody that's listening, good Monday to you. I have a business where I can actually help you with your grant writing, your ghost writing, your web content writing, and I have a website that's set up that you could visit in order to be able to find out how to do that. But in the meantime, my phone number is 404-372-3860, and I'd love to have you call.
Wonderful. And Cynthia, for those ladies listening that aren't aware of ghostwriting, could you explain that quickly, what that is?
Well, some of us have a book within us. Maybe we have some information that we'd like to share with everybody about, a how-to that you know about, or maybe there's a special event that's happened in your life and changed your life. And if you have something like that, if you have a story within, I can help you tell it. And so you have an opportunity to call me. You tell me what is going on, whether, again, it's the how-to or if it's a personal story or a story about someone in your family, then I can help you go about writing it and getting it published.
Wonderful, wonderful. And so, again, Cynthia Turner has introduced herself to you. She is a ghostwriter. She also helps in grant writing, proposal writing, basically any type of writing where structure and research might be needed. So you definitely might want to connect with Cynthia, and especially if you're trying to come up with articles for your website or what have you. For those of you that don't know it also, Cynthia is our grant writing and advisor at Women About Biz, and Cynthia has given one wonderful teleclass, and hopefully, Cynthia, you'll be doing that again very soon for not only the listeners at Successful Woman Radio, but for Women About Biz. So, again, Cynthia's phone number is 404-372-3860. Again, 404-372-3860. So make sure you call Cynthia and connect with her. And then, of course, if you need any writing services, you know that she is definitely a great resource for you. Cynthia, did you want to give out your website as well?
You can contact me at featherwriters.com. That's featherwriters.com, featherwriters.com, or you can contact me through Women About Biz. I'm located there as well.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much, Cynthia, and have a great week.
Thank you so much, Trina. Bye,
okay,
everyone.
Okay, wonderful. That was Cynthia Turner, again, a Women About Biz advisor and specialist in grant writing, ghost writing. Very good in doing that. I've personally used her myself. Very happy with her work. It is 24 after the hour, and we have room right now for maybe about two more people. So if you are thinking about introducing yourself, stop thinking and take action. Go ahead and press star one on your phone keypad right now so that you can introduce yourself. In the meantime, I have a very important question for you guys. Do you know what that is? Absolutely. My question to you is, have you been joy pampering? That's right. Joy pampering, and for those of you who are new to that term, joy pampering is a deliberate act of experiencing emotions of well-being, happiness, and satisfaction. In other words, it's your responsibility to bring joy into your life each and every day. And how do you do that? Every morning, you take 15 minutes out of your day to do something, ladies, that makes you smile, makes you appreciate life, makes you have that warm feeling of satisfaction. And I know that every day I remind myself to do that, you know, and I can do simple things, whether it's playing music that makes me happy, whether it's going outside and sitting on my patio before it gets too hot and just enjoying the fresh air. I do whatever I need to do to bring that joy into my life. While there are other people that can bring joy to us, our children, our significant others, we still have that responsibility of accepting the joy, and we have its responsibility of bringing the joy, okay? So it's very, very important. And then, of course, you ladies know that I'm going to ask you, have you been embracing the no excuses rule? That's right. Regardless of the challenges and the obstacles and the frustrations that might come your way, are you committing to finding a solution and moving forward in your life and your business? Are you not allowing others to dictate how your life should be ran, how your business should be ran? Are you making sure that you are not listening to those naysayers? You see, it's time for no excuses as to why you're not successful. You need to know that you have been pre-installed with everything that you need to be successful. But only if you believe that, only if you refuse to not put up excuses, okay? So I encourage you to embrace the no excuses rule. So very, very important. Well, it is 12:27 after the hour. I'm going once, going twice for anybody who would like to promote themselves on the show today. If not, we're going to go ahead and move forward with happenings at Women About Biz. Well, we are excited about a very special teleclass that I want to encourage every single person on the show today to listen to and register for. Okay, coming up, we have Help, My Business Isn't Making Money. Help, My Business Isn't Making Money. And that particular teleclass, I do believe, is coming up on August 15th. August 15th, and that is a Wednesday, and I believe it is the third Wednesday of August, August 15th at 12 noon. Now, this is a very important teleclass. It is going to be a full hour, okay, and perhaps an hour and 15 minutes. It is going to be packed with information that you definitely need, okay? If your sales have been extremely slow, okay, if you feel that you've been spending more money than making money, then this teleclass is for you, because we're going to teach you how to evaluate the problems, how to research your industry, how to improve those slow sales. And here's some of the other things that you're going to learn. You're going to learn how to prepare a cash flow. We're going to talk about that. You're going to learn how to evaluate your marketing techniques and to know whether or not they are being effective. And what's most important, you're going to learn some fundamentals that might be missing on closing the sale. So I really, really want you all of you who are listening to the show today, you definitely need to make sure that you go to womenaboutbiz.com, and in the top red menu bar, hold your mouse over events and then choose teleclasses and programs. And from there, go ahead and register for Help, My Business Isn't Making Money. You know, it's no need for us to do all the things to feel successful, and yet we're not taking action to be successful. Does that make sense in what I'm saying? Let me clarify. Let me break that down a little bit. As women, we do have a tendency to be attracted to more of all of the surface things of business, you know, going to networking events, looking good, wearing those polished professional outfits, buying all of the gadgets. We have a tendency to be attracted to that because that's the fun part of being in business. But I'm here to tell you, we also have to dig beneath the surface and be real with ourselves. And by being real, I mean we have to ask ourselves, are we making the money that we would like to see in our business? Can we even afford to buy some of the gadgets that we buy? You know, I remember the story that I shared, and it's a true story that I shared, that I went to a rather large networking event here in Atlanta in a very posh area called Buckhead. And the networking event was very packed. There must have been more than 300 people there. And I remember meeting this one gentleman who, you know, kept talking to me, really wanted to network, really liked what I was talking about, said he needed some business consultation or what have you, and we were talking. And he went on in a bragging spree of telling me, you know, how much money his company generates and what he does and about all the material things that he had, you know. And I was listening to him. And, of course, when someone does that, you say, well, wow, this person is just kind of giving me all the answers. He has the money to pay me to consult him. He's very well polished, dressed very well, looks very professional, seems to be sincere. So I don't have any reason to disbelieve him, right? And I can remember that after the event, and I was waiting for valet, and he was kind of standing outside talking to people, and I thought he was waiting for valet as well. And finally valet came, and I got my car, and I drove away. Well, when I got about maybe two blocks down the road, I realized that I had left something very important back in the venue. So I had to turn back around, and I had to go back and find it. And so as I turned around and I went back, I saw this particular gentleman walking down the street. And I thought, why is he walking? And so I asked him, you know, I backed up. I said, listen, are you okay? Did something happen? Do you need anything? And he was very, very startled. And he says, no, I'm just, I've got a buddy's, office is right down the street. I'm just walking down, you know. And I didn't think anything of it. And then when I went in and got what I needed, and there was a one-way street, and I turned to go another direction because I couldn't go down that one-way street, guess what? I saw him get in a Mercedes, but it was very beat up, very old, very untaken care of. And I said to myself, okay, he was fronting. He was fronting. He did. You know, it's no need to be dishonest with people when they're talking to you, because, you know, a lot of times if you tell somebody that you really need help, you never know the blessing that you're going to get. But he had stood there all that time telling me about all of the luxury cars that he had, talking about all those things, and stood outside pretending to wait for valet with everybody else. And here's the thing. Valet that night was only $3. It was a special going on. It was only $3. So I'm sharing this with you to say that we cannot put up a front. We have to be very honest with ourselves. We can look good. We can carry nice gadgets. We can be clean and polished. And while people will judge us on the outer appearance first, I can tell you that if the inner appearance is not truthful, it will begin to show outwardly, okay, just as I saw with that gentleman. So you have to be very real with yourself when you're wanting to be successful. And so it's okay to admit that your business is not making the money that it needs to. It's just okay, because we all need help from time to time. I mean, for that matter of fact, I didn't meet my business goals for this month as of yet, my financial goals, but I am striving to make it happen. And so I want to encourage you all to register for help. My business isn't making money, okay? I want you to register for that, because no matter what level of business you are, I know that it is definitely going to help you. I think we have one last person that wants to introduce themselves. The last four of your phone number is 8561. Caller, you're live. Go ahead with your name and the city, and then tell us about your business. Caller whose last four of your phone number is 8561, you are live on the air. Go ahead and share your name, city, and info about your business.
Hi, this is Renata Bickham. I am in Tucker, Georgia, and the name of my business is Sweet Spot Apparel, and we manufacture fine golf, corporate, and lifestyle apparel for men and women. Right now we have a great special going on for corporate shirts that are customized with your logo for $28.95. Our phone number is 678-418-8561, and we're located at 2725 Mountain Industrial Boulevard.
Wonderful. And Renata, do you have a website you can send individuals to?
We sure do. We have www.sweetspotapparel.com.
Wonderful, and that's spelled just like it sounds, sweetspotapparel.com. Wonderful.
That's correct. That's
wonderful.
Correct. And we also have embroidery services as well. So any kind of branding you need on apparel for your business, we can handle that for you.
Okay, wonderful, Renata. And again, Renata's phone number is 678-418-8561, Sweet Spot Apparel in Tucker, Georgia, off of Mountain Industrial, for those of you who are familiar with the Stone Mountain Tucker area. Wonderful. Thank you so much for listening to Successful Woman Radio, and we wish you much success with Sweet Spot Apparel.
Thank you very much.
Okay. It is 36 after the hour already. Well, oh boy, I've got some more information to share with you ladies. Five ways to market your business, and I'm only going to spend about 10 minutes on this because I want to really delve into why are we so stubborn with not making changes, okay? So I want you guys to really think about that question and write down your answer, or if it's not an answer for yourself, just in general, why do you feel that as women we can be stubborn about making changes for ourselves, okay? And we'll come back to that in just a minute. But first, I want to share with you information about how to market your business. I have five ways to share with you. I want to say this. Marketing is probably the most important core of a business structure, okay? If you have no marketing, you cannot make money because you can't attract the people to you to make the money. So everybody has to have marketing. But more than that, ladies, you have to have a marketing budget. Okay, very, very important. You have to have a marketing budget. So first, before we delve into the five ways, I just want to, again, share with you what marketing is, because we have a lot of people who confuse marketing and sales. Oftentimes, the two words are put together. You hear it all the time, sales and marketing, marketing and sales. And so you think that it's one thing, but it's not. Okay, they are related. One can't do without the other, but they are not the same. Marketing basically is a plethora or many techniques formed together to attract people to your service or your products, okay? So marketing is basically a group of techniques or systems, okay, formed together to attract individuals to your product or your service. So what are some of the examples of marketing that people do? We're advertising in magazines, on billboards, that's a form of marketing. E-newsletters, that's a form of marketing. Networking is a form of marketing. okay? Referrals, okay, is a form of marketing. So there are a lot of different forms of marketing and strategies that you can pull together. Now, most marketing experts agree that you shouldn't just use one marketing technique, that you should have at least 3 to 5 different marketing techniques that are working for your business together consistently and all the time. Now, what you need to know about marketing, and this is where I feel a lot of women just aren't getting it, especially a lot of us who are solo entrepreneurs, we aren't understanding that marketing, because it's a system, because it's a group of techniques, it can never stop. Are you guys hearing me? Marketing can never stop. Just because you start getting a lot of orders in your business or you're really busy servicing clients, it doesn't mean that you can stop marketing, because the time you do that and you get off into the labor side of your business and servicing that customer or that client and you stop the marketing, guess what? Eventually it's going to catch up with you and you're not going to have any new business coming in the door. You see, once business comes in the door, it's old business, and you're already servicing that particular client or customer. Now you need new business to keep the company growing, and that's very, very important. So with that said, here are 5 ways to market your business, okay? So, of course, you know marketing on a shoestring is not a new phrase, but I think most businesswomen don't seem to understand the importance of creating that marketing strategy. So in creating a well-thought-out action plan or a marketing strategy, you really need to plan it on a quarterly basis. And to have planned it on a quarterly basis means that you have an annual marketing plan, right, that you can break down into 4 quarters. Once you do that, you can break those quarters down into months and then into weeks, and you know exactly what you need to be doing marketing-wise for your business. So your marketing plan might consist of the following: word-of-mouth campaign, networking events, speaking, okay, literature such as flyers, postcards, and samples, advertising, various live promotional events, internet presence, internet marketing, public relations, advertising, all kinds of things that your marketing can be composed of. So what's the first step? Well, ladies, the first step is to understand your product or service and the customers that will be purchasing your products or service. You know, again, one of the most pivotal things in marketing that you must understand, now, keep in mind, marketing is one of the core foundations of your business, right? One of the most pivotal things within that foundation, within that core, that you need to understand is your target market. You need to know your target client or your target customer, who they are, what their likes and dislikes are, where they hang out at on the internet, what seems to attract them, what are they looking for, what need are you fulfilling by selling them your service or your products. You need to know that hands down. And if you're not confident in that, you're not going to be confident in your marketing strategy, okay? So you really, really have to be confident in that. So that's your first step, is to make sure that you are 100% know your target customer, your target client. And sometimes, from time to time, that target customer, that target client can change. Now, we all have more than one customer type or one client type, but there is a group of clients that will purchase and buy your service more than any other. What is that? What is that target customer? What is that group niche? Who are they? That's what you need to find out. Step 2, here's number 2. You need to understand what makes your product or your service different, or how you can market your product or service differently from your competition, okay? Very, very important. And then you need to also make sure you have set your marketing foundation with a good company word and slogan, or a good company logo, a business name. You need to make sure that you have done that, okay? Very, very important. So with that said, here are the 5 ways. Number 1, stay sticky to your current or your previous clients. Because I truly believe the old saying that 80% of your business comes from 20% of your current clients. It really is true. And so this is why gathering contact information on your clients is so important. Your current clients know who you are, so you don't have to spend time trying to brand yourself with them. Have you asked your clients for business, more business recently? Do you have a referral program? Have you asked your current clients which products or services they liked or needed the most? Have you asked your current clients why they aren't using your service anymore? You see, you need to know all of this. And that is why it's so important to stay in sticky. Staying sticky simply means to keep in front of or stay in touch with your clients as much as possible. Now, a good time frame is every 21 to 35 days for those of you who are just wanting to connect with your clients, okay? Here's what a sticky marketing campaign could be. It could be e-newsletters with coupons or discounts offering a deadline. And then it could, or it could be a phone call offering a special with a deadline. It could be a direct mail, postcard, coupon, letter, or flyer, or promotional items and giveaways, okay? Or you can host a networking event for your current customers. So it could be all of those, but you have to stay sticky. You have to stay in front of your current clients, okay? And every time you get a new customer, guess what? They become a current customer or client. Here's number two, direct mail campaigns. Now, the Internet is a great way to market your products and service, but I'm here to tell you that not only is the Internet effective, but direct mail campaigns can be very effective as well. One method that gets really good responses is by using 4x6 postcards, either on color cardstock or for color printing. They are a great way to inform your customers and your prospects of new services. You can make announcements using postcards, special offers using postcards, event announcements using postcards, or you can simply educate your customers about your product or your service. However, when doing a postcard campaign, you must remember to send it to the same group of people at least three times, okay? Here's number three, e-newsletters, a great and wonderful way of informing your customers and prospects about all of your discounts and specials. Number four, the Internet. Of course, there's different ways you can market on the Internet, but banner and link exchanges, you need to definitely learn more about keyword optimization, AdWords on Google, that's something that you need to learn about as well. And you need to, you know and feel confident that your social networking, your social media plan is working for you. Number five is word of mouth. Okay, today word of mouth still ranks number one amongst business owners for most customers finding them. So, however, it seems, you know, about word of mouth and your opinion about the word of mouth and networking, it's important for you through word of mouth that you develop a good follow-up system. Okay, what does that mean? It means that you need to call and speak to at least 3 to 5 prospects daily. You need to attend at least 1 to 2 networking events weekly. You need to create a referral incentive program for your current clients, and you need to learn to give out samples or complimentary consultations so that people can try your service or your product. Well, that is it for 5 ways to market your business, but I hope that you guys were taking some really, really good notes. You can go to womenaboutbiz.com, and in the top red menu bar, hold your mouse over channels and click on marketing, and you can read that particular article, 5 Ways to Market Your Business. Well, it is about a quarter to the hour, and I want to talk to you about our topic that we've had all week long, which is change your beliefs, change your results, you know. I really believe that this has probably been one of the most profound topics that we've had on Successful Woman Radio. And why is that? Because to be honest with you, ladies, if we really learn how to change our beliefs, and what we have learned that is negatively impacting us, we will start seeing immediate results. Now, I came up with the topic itself because I realized for my own self that there were beliefs that I was holding back that were really challenging me and really going against the grain. I wanted to accomplish goals and different things, but yet there were things that I was believing that was not necessarily true. And that happened to me years ago, and I thought, well, you know what, this would be something that's important for the ladies that listen to the show to learn as well. So what changing your beliefs is all about is that there are beliefs that you have adapted through your childhood, through your experiences, through life, that are not necessarily true. They are not true, but you adapted them anyway. You allowed yourself to accept them, and now they are wreaking havoc on you in many ways in accomplishing your dreams and your goals. And so you have to change those beliefs in order to move forward and see some good results, okay? And that's very, very important. But there is something that's happening a lot of the times with women. You know, we can hear this information on Successful Woman Radio about changing our beliefs, and do you not know, we'll listen to the show, and after the show we'll say to ourselves, huh, that information was really good. Trina gave us some great tips. She gave us some great information. And then we'll go on about our day, allow it to just slide off of the surface of our mind, and forget about it. And we will have not taken one action to change our beliefs that are causing issues with the results we want to see. Why is that? Why are women so stubborn to the point to where we won't make a change? Well, here's my answer for my own self. I can only speak for myself and perhaps share with other what other women have shared with me. But I know for myself, while fear has somewhat to do with it, I think and at times that I realize that I don't want to face up to the fact that I am believing something that's just not true. And I am being lazy in not wanting to address it and not wanting to deal with it. And so I'll say to myself, well, I'll dig deep beneath the surface and I'll deal with it later. And then later becomes 30 days, a quarter, a year, years. And so I want to let you know that I don't do that anymore, but I have done it in the past. And it can wreak havoc because I believe that a lot of the times, you know, we're looking for all of the answers outside of ourselves as to why we are not successful. But the truth be told, 99% of the time, it's us. We are the reason that we are not successful because we are not willing to make a change in our lives. What do you think about this? If you have a comment on this, if you want to just share a general comment overall, please press star 1 on your cell phone and let me know what you think. Why do you feel that as women we are stubborn in making change? Again, ladies, you can just press star 1 on your phone keypad if you'd like to make a general comment about that. And again, I've had other women to share with me that their reason is fear, a fear of the unknown. But you know my answer to that. You know, the only way you're going to be able to get over fear and remove that obstacle out of your life is to realize that we are going to have fear because anytime we delve into something that's unknown and we are not sure of, we are going to have fear. So we need to learn to strap fear on, put the seatbelt on fear, and take it for a ride and just say to fear, get ready to go for a ride, because whether I am fearful or not, I am going to take action on what it is that I want to do in life. And that is the only thing that I know of. There is no pill, no shot, no formula for getting rid of fear, but action. Action is the only thing that I know of that can help you to remove being afraid or being fearful of taking a step forward. So, you know, again, I think as women, we don't realize the power that we really do have, and we have so much power that is ridiculous, But we are not utilizing it. And many of us are dealing with the same problems that our foreparents and women have dealt with from the 19th century, the 20th century, and now we're in the 21st century. And there is just no excuse for us not moving forward and taking advantage of all of the things that are there for us right now. I mean, if you say that you want to make six figures this year, then damn it, make six figures this year. Now, how are you going to do that? Well, you don't have to do it being by yourself. You figure out what it is that is going to be required for your company to make a six-figure income, how many clients you're going to need based on the average price of your product or your service, and you first determine is that realistic or not. And then you move from there. Who am I going to need to help me? How am I going to get this product out there? What kind of money do I need to market this product? If my money is on the low end, how can I creatively create some wonderful grassroots marketing campaigns in my community? And how can I create some very inexpensive but effective marketing campaigns on the internet? These are things that you have to do. But grasping at the air and pretending that you are working towards making your business work is not going to work, is it? No, it's not. So we have to stop being stubborn. And one of the most important pieces of action that we have to take is we have to make a transition. We have to make a change. We have to change, ladies. It's not going to happen if we don't make it happen. And so why are we being stubborn? Well, we have many reasons. We are fearful. We procrastinate. We care too much about what other people think about us. We are unsure of what it is that we are doing. We don't feel that we are credible enough, or we don't have the education enough, or we don't believe that we can do it. Now, last week I think I shared that one of the ways to believe, to prove your belief, because if you say that you believe that you can bring in six figures, if you say that you believe that you can make your business successful, then the proof in that is action. Do it. The proof in that is making it happen. And if you find that you are not taking action, swift action, because I'm going to tell you something, belief in yourself, the type of belief I'm talking about, okay, we talked about that before, of having that unshakable faith. Belief in yourself and your ability to do something will cause you to take swift action, not any action that's going to take you a year before you have to decide you want to do it or not. It's going to cause you to take swift action because you can see the vision, you can see it happening, you believe that it can happen, and you're going to take swift action to make it happen, right? If someone were to tell you right now that, congratulations, you've just won $500,000, but in order to get that $500,000, you have to walk, you know, 100 miles in a certain amount of time, you want that $500,000, and you believe that you should have it. And so you may not be in the best condition at all, but you're going to do whatever you need to do to get in condition and get in shape to walk that 100 miles, aren't you? I believe most women would. So it's that kind of belief you need to have in your business. You need to believe in yourself and your business in such a way that you are ready to take swift action, not tomorrow, ladies, but today. Swift action today. And that is the proof in the pudding that you believe in yourself. Now, if you don't take swift action, does it mean that you don't believe? Well, not necessarily. It just means that you don't have the level of belief required to make yourself successful. And it means that you need to investigate that and that you need to evaluate how to improve your life and how to improve the skills that you need. And, again, we don't have to do everything by ourselves. We can form a power team of people to help us. We can call, get on the phone, and ask others to help us. There are many ways you don't have to be by yourself in making this happen. But the most important thing is that we cannot be stubborn and refuse to not change and think we're going to be successful at the same time. It doesn't happen. There's just too many variables conflicting one another, okay? So, ladies, I charge you to not be stubborn about making changes for yourself, but to move forward. If you say you believe that you can be successful in your business, then take action today, not tomorrow. Take action today. Last but not least, ladies, I want to wish you a productive and abundant week this week. As we close the show, I want to remind you to take off your shoes of fear, put on your shoes of courage, and step, my dear sisters, step beyond your comfort zone. Well, that's all we have for today. Until the next time, I want you guys to take swift action. Start believing in yourself. Have that unshakable faith, faith so strong and belief so strong that it causes you to take immediate action. Stay tuned to Successful Woman Radio coming up again on Monday, August 6th at 12 noon. Make sure you share it with at least two or three people. We want to pack the show next Monday. Take care, everybody.